Welcome to the Profitable Nutritionist Podcast, where your host and fellow nutritional therapy practitioner, Andrea Nordling, teaches you how to grow a sustainable, impactful, and consistently profitable health and wellness practice by following her proven formula.
Welcome back to the Profitable Nutritionist Podcast, my friend. I'm so glad that you are here for episode 6, if I'm not mistaken, which feels kind of monumental to me at the moment. I'm coming to you a little bit under the weather, but very excited to record today because I have so much I want to say about how to bomb-proof decisions in your business, which we are going to talk all about today. And it's kind of fresh in my mind because I have been having to make a lot of quick decisions in my business in the last few weeks because I have been very sick. So because I've been so under the weather and I've just not been able to execute things, for example, I had a large live class that I was planning on teaching last week, and it might have been a week and a half ago at this point, and I had to decide, I'm using the word decide over and over because that's our theme today. I had to decide that I was going to cancel that live class, even though there were a lot of people that were registered to come and learn about making more money in their business. And I love teaching live. It's my favorite thing to do. And I had to make that decision that we were not going to do the class and that it was going to alter a little bit of the plan for opening enrollment in my paid program. And there's all sorts of things downstream of that decision that had to get addressed really quickly. And I was not feeling well as I was making those decisions. And so I wasn't tracking very well. And I had to use the method that I'm going to teach you today to quickly make the decisions and kind of bomb-proof them for my own business. So this is very, very meta, very fresh in my mind. I'll tell you all about it. In the meantime, if you have not already, please leave a review for the podcast. It is so appreciated. And better yet, if you are enjoying the podcast, if it is helpful for you in growing your business and getting into the mindset of a profitable nutritionist, please tell someone about it. Nothing beats the big tech algorithms like a personal recommendation, as we all know, and I would appreciate it so much. So subscribe, leave a review, tell someone about the podcast if it's working for you. I appreciate it so much. All right, let's jump in. So today, like I said, we are talking about how you stop second guessing your decisions. And then you're going to teach your clients how to do the same thing so they stop second guessing their decisions. Always, they are going to be a mirror for us. And that's a beautiful thing because this is a good thing to teach your clients. What I'm going to teach you today is so simple, but it will create so much peace and stability in your business and in your brain because you are going to solve for all of the unintended consequences of your decisions, big or small, ahead of time. We're going to solve them all ahead of time, like a scientist with a lab coat on instead of like a hot mess, emotional basket case, which is how I kind of feel like I see myself sometimes if I'm not doing a good job of this. So no judgment on the hot mess basket case. It happens. But I think that you and I would both agree it works a whole lot better to be a data-driven decision maker in your business, like the scientist with the lab coat instead. So I'll tell you exactly what this all means in a minute. But remember, first, let's go back to the last episode, which was part one of this decision-making series, where we walk through all of the little branding and financial and legal decisions that you need to make in your business, and you need to make them quickly. Talked all about them, part one. Now, as a business owner, these decisions are going to come up all of the time, these little things. And you need to have the skill of making decisions quickly and efficiently without second guessing yourself so you can just move forward. Okay, we know that it is not an efficient use of time to be ruminating and researching and second guessing decisions all of the time and looping and looping and looping. That is not a profitable business, my friend. So when you're a business owner, and if you're listening to this podcast right now, I'm pretty sure that you are exactly that. You can't spin an indecision for days and weeks over every single thing and every consideration that you have to make for your company. It's totally unnecessary. It's going to keep you broke. What you need to do instead is take out all of these junk thoughts and worries and anxiety and ideas out of your brain and put them down on paper. Again, I told you what we're doing today is very simple, but it works. The reason it works so well to just take all of this junk thoughts out of our brain, put it on paper, is because our brains are so efficient at talking us out of making important decisions and doing big things. First and foremost, you just have to understand this. This is how our brains have evolved. It's just the way it is. from an evolutionary standpoint, it is unsafe to take risks and to do new things, period. Our brains will always default to screaming, no, stop, wait, we can't move forward every time we're on the path to doing something new. Nothing has gone wrong. When this happens, it's totally normal. It's to be expected. It's just being a human in the world. So really hear me when I say this. Your brain will freak out about a lot of things in your life, but especially when it comes to growing your business. Your brain, your human brain that is so smart and so capable, but also so predictable, would much rather have you sit on your safe couch and just watch Netflix and scroll Instagram where you aren't taking any risks and nothing can go wrong. But the irony of that, of course, is that everything goes wrong if you don't take any risks, right? But our brains aren't thinking that far in advance for us. In fact, the fear of failure, the fear of judgment, the fear of making the wrong decisions is actually your brain just wanting you to fail in advance so that you don't have to do the scary things. So it's so ironic, right? The fear of failure is out there. It's big. It's looming. It's huge. It seems like it's influencing everything in your business. And yet really what's happening is your brain is just failing in advance. It's just ensuring the failure. It's so crazy. But we all do this. On some level, we all do this. And that's just because we have human brains. It is not true that you should stop. Just because your brain doesn't want you to do the scary things, it doesn't mean that you should stop. Nothing has gone wrong. It is not true that you should keep researching all of the decisions that you're making in your business before committing to them endlessly. It is not true that you should get another certification before you can start charging clients. It is not true that you don't know what to call your company. It's not true that you need someone else to tell you what your process should be with your clients because they know more than you do. It's not true that someone else needs to tell you how to do this. None of that is true. It's just very effective thoughts that your brain is going to offer up to you to stay on the couch watching Netflix and scrolling Instagram. I will keep going back to that as the default because it is so much more comfortable for us than actually doing the things that we set out to do. But of course, when we say it that way, you can realize that it is not nearly as rewarding or as helpful. So that's just not going to happen. We're going to get over it and we're going to break some of these brain patterns, of which you have an entire lifetime established for what your brain tells you to do when it's go time and you're unsure of what to do next. Your brain's going to default to whatever those fear thoughts are that have worked in the past and have gotten you to stop taking risks. It's going to use the same ones again. Very, very predictable. But this is great news because you already know what those thoughts are for you. You already know what your specific brand of personal sabotage sounds like and feels like, which means you can anticipate it and solve for it in advance. Again, our brains are amazing at a lot of things, but they're also very predictable. So this is great. We can just hack it and know exactly what's coming. The first step in doing this is to get all of the thoughts out of your head and onto paper. In my program, my paid program, The Profitable Nutritionist, my students know this is doing a thought download. We call this a thought download. And it's just exactly what it sounds like. Set a timer on your phone for 5 to 10 minutes right away in the morning and just get all of your thoughts circling in your brain written down on paper. All of them. You don't censor this at all. You just write whatever the stream, like the ticker tape stream of thoughts is that's going through your head. You just write it down. And here's what happens when you do this. You are going to see in black and white that most of the thoughts that you're thinking are pretty freaking negative and useless thoughts. And that is totally normal. It can be a little jarring, can be a little alarming. Some of my students are like, but there's some really negative shit going on in there. There's some bad stuff. I don't like that. That's totally normal. Okay. Because remember, this is how our brains are wired. Your brain wants to keep you safe in the herd without taking risks, without going outside of the safety in numbers and getting off that metaphorical couch. And your human brain knows exactly what old shitty thoughts to think that will keep you doing just that. But when you see these thoughts in black and white on a piece of paper at 6 o'clock in the morning, they lose the severity and the real feeling that they have when they're just looping unsupervised in your brain. So that's step one, awareness of what's actually going on in there in the first place. And then when you look at it and you see, oh, wow, that makes sense. I can see now why I've had a hard time making decisions in the past because I'm having all of these uncertain thoughts. Just awareness of what those thoughts are that are going on an endless loop in your brain is in and of itself, the most useful thing that you can do. So that's step one. Get those thoughts that you have about anything, but your business in particular, of course, is what we're talking about right now, written down on paper each day, thought download each day. Like I said, you are going to be amazed at what insights you get just from this one exercise. In my program, we do an event a few times a year called the 3K in 30 Days Challenge, where members just completely blow their own minds on how much money they can make in just 1 month. And the way they do that is just by committing to writing down their thoughts each day for 10 minutes. Now, the challenge is a little more involved in that, but this is the crux of it, is basically taking 10 minutes a day and taking the thoughts out of your brain and putting them on paper, and then we look at them. And during that challenge, they get a different question each day to answer, a different prompt, kind of like a journal prompt, but more specific to their business goals. And then they do this exercise that day for 10 minutes, and that's it. It's 10 minutes or less each day. Yet most of my students that do it for 30 days double, triple, even sometimes quadruple their income for the month by getting their thoughts written out on paper. It's magical, I'm telling you. So do not discount how useful this exercise is for you. Get your thoughts written down. Don't be alarmed if they're very, very negative, kind of dark, a little shitty. That's called having a human brain. Nothing has gone wrong. You get to decide if you want to keep thinking these thoughts and if they're useful for you. But to do that, you have to find out what's going on in there in the first place. All right. So the second part of this exercise is to put on your scientist lab coat. Like I said, we're going to step out of the hot mess feelings of all of the anxious emotions about our business and about every decision that we make inside of our business. We're going to put on instead our scientist lab coat and we're going to look at data. We're going to be very data driven and very calm about how we approach this process. Any decision in your business. Now, I'm using the word decision, kind of throwing it out there. That could be, like we talked about in the last episode, what to name your business, what to call it, what to call your website, like what URL to actually use, what CPA to hire. This could be so many different little things, or it could be big things like your pricing, or are you going to have a niche or not have a niche? Or are you going to work with one-on-one clients on Zoom, or are you going to work with people in person? I'm just spitballing here, but there are big decisions and then there are smaller decisions, any of them, same exact process. You want to approach them as a scientist using data and hacking your brain instead of letting your very predictably sabotaging human brain be the boss of you. That's what we don't want. Okay. So the second part of this exercise, like I said, is to put on your scientist lab coat and ask some very specific questions of your own brain regarding this decision that you're making, big or small, whatever it is. And yes, you are going to write down the answers that your brain offers up to you. Do you love how we just keep talking about your brain as if it is this separate thing outside of your body and it's completely separate? It's so helpful to realize that that actually is the case. Our brains are amazing at a lot of things, but they're not the boss of you. You're thinking, yes, actually, I think my brain is the boss of me. I understand how you could make that argument, but really step back for a second and just understand that your brain is like a computer that needs some updated software periodically, right? Your brain is really good at doing what it's done your whole life, but to get to this next level of where you're going, you're going to need some new software installed. So we're going to install some new software by doing actual writing exercises. And you may be tempted also to just think the answers to these. And I'm telling you, there's something very profound that happens when you take out a pen and a blank sheet of paper and you write things down. So when I say write it down, I mean actually write it down. It will be so helpful for you. Now, here's what you're going to ask yourself. There are three questions. We're going to talk all about them today. First of all, what are the unintended consequences of this decision? Insert any decision you're making, big or small. What are the unintended consequences of this decision? Your brain is going to give you some answers there. Second question you're going to ask is, what is going to stand in my way of sticking to this decision? A lot of gold is going to come from the answers to that question. And then number three, how am I going to solve for that obstacle in advance? Now, we're going to go through these in detail, but I wanted to give you an idea of what these three are. The reason these three questions are so magical and so useful is because you're basically using them to create a protocol for your business decision making. Kind of weird, but think about it. We do this for our clients. You're going to do this for your business. You're playing offense instead of defense at this point. So when you ask the question, what are the unintended consequences of this decision? You are acknowledging the fact that there will be downstream effects and that you can handle them proactively. I know it seems too basic. I know. I get it. But do this anyway. It's always the simplest, most basic things that will have the biggest impact in your business. And everything I tell you always usually will have the word simple in it for a reason, because when we strip everything down to the most simple components and the most simple strategies, they have the biggest effect on your business. So we want to keep this simple. I know this seems basic. Do it anyway. Your brain will settle itself down so much when you approach decision making on anything in your business with simplicity and with some forethought. So this is the question. It will always be relevant. What are the unintended consequences of this decision? Literally ask this question and then let your brain go nuts with all of the things that could or will come up, and then solve for them. It's not rocket science. It's very, very simple. Like I said, there will be consequences for every decision that you make in your business and in your life, of course, but we're talking about business. But it doesn't mean that you don't love that decision and you make it anyway. The reason that we second guess our decisions in the first place is because our brains want to try to find a right decision that has no unintended consequences, and it's going to feel great and we don't have to work very hard to get on board with it. That's what our brain wants. Okay. It's like really trying to figure out what is the option here that there's no discomfort and I don't need to try very hard and I'm already going to be on board. Well, that's not realistic. It rarely happens. So instead, you're going to take 5 minutes and write down everything that's going to come up as a result of said decision. You just prepare for these things in advance and be okay with it. Now, for little tiny decisions, not a big deal. There may not be much that's going to come up downstream, but for some bigger decisions, and these are the ones that you will really tend to ruminate on and loop on and struggle with, there are probably some unexpected or unanticipated consequences that'll come up. They're really not unexpected. You probably already know what they are. So what you're doing here is you're just acknowledging them and preparing for them in advance, being okay with it. The second question here is where so much of your personal brand of sabotage, your personal flavor of it, will come through. The question is, what is going to stand in my way of sticking to this decision? And when you ask yourself this question and you're sitting down with a hot cup of coffee, highly recommend, and a blank sheet of paper, when you ask this question, your brain will tell you exactly how it's going to sabotage you. Remember, our brains are not that sneaky. They're not that unpredictable. They're just going to do what has worked in the past. So for me, I know that my brain will always default to thoughts of how I'm behind, or how I should be more successful by now, or I need to hustle, I need to be further along, I'm wasting time. That's my personal brand of sabotage. So with every decision I make in my business, whether it's a big decision or a tiny, insignificant one, I know my brain is going to offer me thoughts on how I'm behind and I need to catch up. Always, every time. Yours might be the same, or yours might be a little bit different. But I'm not surprised when these thoughts show up for me. Of course not. I just expect them. Like it's Tuesday at 1 p.m. Here you are once again telling me I'm behind. That's nice. I just expect these thoughts, and my personal protocol for dealing with them at this point is just to watch them go by like clouds in the sky. For me, I actually envision these thoughts as like clouds that are just drifting by in the sky. Like I'm just watching them and they're here. Of course they are. And then they're leaving and moving on. I just watch them and I laugh. That's all. Because I know that these thoughts are coming. They always do. But the difference here is that I don't allow these thoughts to influence any of my decisions in my business anymore or in my life. I know that they're there. I know that they're like clouds in the sky. They'll be passing by, and that's they're not the boss of me. The way that you get to the point where you can see what your own personal sabotage thoughts are, however, is by writing them down and looking for patterns and doing this over and over again, realizing that there's some very specific themes that will keep coming up over and over again in your business. And it's no big deal. They're not the boss of you. You're going to keep your scientist lab coat on and just watch this data like clouds in the sky. The way to do that is by asking the third question, what do we do with this information? Well, the third question really is the key here. And that's, how am I going to solve for that obstacle in advance? Just make a plan and literally write it out. This is you creating a protocol in your business. Just like a food or exercise or supplement protocol that you might give a client, you are going to figure out how your brain is going to sabotage your decision-making and execution of your decisions, and then you're going to create a protocol in advance for addressing it. It's no big deal. You're just making a protocol. We are all very well-versed in protocols, right? Because we hand them out like Tic Tacs. So let's use the example of pricing, because this is a decision that many practitioners really struggle with, and it doesn't need to be so dramatic or waste so much time. First of all, you set your price based on math and not on emotions or discounts, first and foremost. Anyone in my program knows that we are not discounting and you're not using emotions to set your price. Then it's time to get to work on figuring out how your brain is going to try to derail you from sticking with this decision. So, of course, you go through the three questions that we've talked about. First, you ask, what are the unintended consequences of this decision? And actually, before we go down that road, let me just offer this. Your brain will always have pricing drama, always, because price seems like the reason people will buy or not buy from you. Like the reason that people will hire you, the reason that people will work with you is strictly based on price, and that's it. That's what your brain will tell you, because it is the easiest way to end a conversation is to say, I can't afford something, or for a potential client to say they can't afford something. So our brain will always go to that. Does not mean that it's the truth. In fact, we will have lots of upcoming episodes on pricing. In my program, we talk about pricing all of the time because it is such a just a sticking point for our brains. And I'm just going to tell you right now, price is usually not the reason that someone will buy or not buy. So do not discount. Just stop right now on the discounts. Stop it. Do not do it. All right, let's move on. So first of all, in this example of working on your pricing, ask yourself, what are the unintended consequences of this decision? Write it down. Ask what else? At least five more times. Just when you think you have it all down, say what else? What are the other unintended consequences? Your brain might offer up something like this. Might say people won't be able to afford to hire me. People in my area can't afford me. People will think I'm too expensive. People will hire someone else instead of me. They will have to save up longer before they can commit. It's going to take them longer to get results because they can't afford me. These are the thoughts that your brain will offer for you if, for example, you're having pricing drama. Write it down. Now, when you can see that your brain has gone down a very negative road here, it's time to redirect and give the same amount of airtime to the unintended positive consequences of this decision. This is another little hack here. Yes, you can go into this negative place, which your brain will always default to going to first, always, unless you have tools in your toolbox and you're listening to this podcast and you're going to be employing some new advanced techniques for bringing it to the positive place first. But it will always try to go negative. So just know that. What we're going to do is we are going to then say thank you for that, by the way, brain. Thank you for all of those reasons why this is a terrible decision. And now we're going to give just the same amount of airtime to the positive consequences of this decision and why this is the best decision. And you're going to write those down too. So it's okay to indulge your brain and get all of those negative thoughts out. Of course, we want to have awareness of what's going on in there. But then you're also going to intentionally take the same amount of time and coerce your brain to give you all the reasons why this is the best decision. And what are the positive consequences of this decision? Write it down. My clients will be much more committed because they're investing more money. My clients will prioritize our time together at a higher level because of their investment. My clients won't ghost on our sessions because of their investment. My clients will follow the recommendations I give them instead of flaking. My clients will be able to afford the recommendations that I give them. I will get more referrals from my clients because they get better results, et cetera, et cetera. So you see what I'm doing here? I'm consciously, on purpose, creating positive consequences. I'm bringing my brain to that place, and I want you to do the same, of where you are seeing that there are unintended positive consequences and there's just as many as the negative. Okay? We have to equal airtime for both, positive and negative. And then we're ready to go to step two. I know that this might seem cumbersome as I'm going through this process, like who is going to, for every tiny decision in their business, sit down and have a 10-minute thought fest? I understand this seems rigorous, but when you do it a few times, it will just become second nature. You will just do this quickly. It will become part of your routine to clear out your brain in the morning before you sit down for work. And this will just kind of be part of it. And you'll get so good at it. And then you're going to teach this to your clients, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But I want to make sure it's very clear why this is so impactful so that you can really get behind this process of looking at your thoughts as an observer instead of someone who's believing everything their brain says. Okay, so back to our second question. What is going to stand in my way of sticking to this decision? Your brain, when you ask this question, will tell you exactly what's going to stand in your way. For this example, it might be, when you hear someone say no on a consult call, you're going to assume it's because of the price and you're going to want to discount it. You're going to want to follow up with them with a discount if they don't pay within 24 hours. Or when an interested potential client inquires about working with you, you're going to shy away from telling them your rates because you're afraid of them being put off. So you don't even have the conversation. Or when someone says they're interested in working with you, you're going to ghost them completely and not follow up because you're afraid of getting to the point of having a sales conversation. You see how this works? These are just examples, but your brain knows exactly what sabotages are going to come up and what it's going to offer you when it comes to sticking with your decisions. So don't shy away from just looking at what they are like they're going to go away. They won't. These thoughts are already in your mind. They're already here. These are already patterns that you have. You need to look at them, acknowledge them, and then change them on purpose. So write it all down. When you do this, like I said, like a scientist with a clipboard and a lab coat that is just looking at the data, it calms down your brain so much. When emotions are high, decision-making is low. So that's what we're overcoming here. We're just calming down, calming our brains down and looking at data over drama. What we're trying to avoid is spinning out in drama and high emotions in your business because that is just not how a successful business owner approaches anything in their business. You got to be the boss of your own brain here. You have to understand what your own version of sabotage is going to be and solve for it in advance. Next, you're going to create a protocol or a plan to actually address these things that are going to stand in your way of making and sticking to any big or small decision in your business. Remember, the third question is, how am I going to solve for that obstacle in advance? You go through each line item, each thing that you got from question two, and you are going to solve for each of them. In advance, you go through each line item and you solve for it now. You create the plan in advance so you can act on it now. If you know that your brain is going to try to get you to offer discounts and not stick to your pricing decision, to use this example, you create a plan for that in advance by collecting testimonials from past clients that you can read to yourself before every consult, for example, so you can coach yourself on how much value your clients get at your current price. Self-coaching and daily thought downloads are a huge asset that you have, or like a great tool in your toolbox. So this can be part of your protocol. You do daily thought downloads and you coach yourself. Often that is enough, honestly. Remember the 3K in 30 days challenge I told you about where my clients get so much momentum and make so much money just from these thought exercises. Another thing that you could put in your protocol is to surround yourself with other successful practitioners that are charging way more than you are. So that level of success then is just totally normalized in your brain. It's totally normal. It's another fantastic tool in your toolbox, I would say. You can polish up your client process even more. So it's such an over-deliver that you don't doubt your pricing at all. This is a great hack. When in doubt, focus on your clients. Focus on getting them even better results. Take yourself out of the equation and focus on your clients. So that can be something that you put in a written protocol. I know that I'm going to doubt my pricing sometimes, that this is what I'm going to do about it in advance. I'm going to focus and love on and obsess about my current clients and getting them better results proactively. Okay. You can make a list of all the things that you and your clients invest in that are even more premium than what you're selling. This is something I think is so fun because pricing can be so dramatic in our minds. I love to have my clients make lists of all of the things that are way more premium than what you're selling and that your clients love to invest in. Just bring your brain to that place where you talk about the Lululemon leggings instead of the Walmart ones. Or to take it to a food example, because I know most of us here are foodies that will be listening to this podcast. Think about the things that your clients spend money on that are way more expensive in the food realm, supplement-wise, very Gucci, specific, grass-fed, pasture-raised, this and that versus the cheap alternatives, right? Think about this. Bring your brain to the place where you're making a list of all of the very premium things that your clients are already investing in because they see the value. Now, when you allocate a few hours a week to just practicing things in your business, this is also hugely effective for coming up with a protocol for your brain to stick with your decisions. What I mean by that is just allocate a few hours a week to practicing whatever it is that you're resisting. If it's consult calls, if it's money conversations, if it's doing one-on-one sessions with your clients, if that's what's getting you a little bit stuck and you're having issues making decisions about exactly what to teach them or exactly what your process looks like, then allocate a few hours a week to do mock whatever that is, to like go through the process with friends or alone. So you get better and better at it. Consult calls, do them, do fake ones, do real ones, do free ones, do paid ones, do as many as you can. Whatever you're resisting needs to be part of this protocol. If you're in my program, get coached up. Come on, get on the coaching calls and get coaching on whatever is keeping you stuck or whatever's going to be keeping you stuck. Because remember, you're looking at this objectively, like you know what's going to stand in your way and you're going to make a protocol in advance, okay? You do not clean toilets and catch up on laundry until your work is done for the day, for example. Yes, I know that hiding from business to-do lists in the name of household chores is one way that many of my clients have found themselves sabotaging their own decision-making and not sticking with their decisions in the name of making sure that their house is perfectly put together and that all of the other things in life are handled first. I see you. So if that's your MO, if you know that that's typically what you do when you're hiding from sticking to a decision or taking action, then you solve for it in advance by writing out a protocol for yourself on exactly when you will do these household items, exactly when you will be cooking and cleaning and doing anything else in your life in relation to your business tasks. Okay. You know what your specific brand of sabotage is. So name it, own it, and sell for it in advance. These are just some examples off the top of my head when we're talking about pricing, by the way, but you get the idea. Create a plan for how you're going to overcome these obstacles that are inevitably going to show up and come up downstream of any decisions that you're making. Sell for them. They're going to happen. Your brain is already spinning on how to get you to not stick to the decisions you make. So just get ahead of it. Play some mental offense instead of defense later. That's what I say. And when you do this for yourself, you will be able to model it and teach it to your clients so much better. They will feel your confidence around anticipating roadblocks. They're going to feel you literally taking off your drama cape and putting on the lab coat. They will feel that. They will feel how calm and capable you are around anticipating roadblocks and obstacles and just calmly creating strategies in advance to avoid them. And then your clients are going to get better at creating protocols for themselves with your help and actually sticking with them. What's so exciting about you mastering this concept is that it's going to be bleeding over into their experience as well. So when it's second nature for you to anticipate your own sabotage and just overcome it, like you just get so quick at this that you don't even need to think about it. Your clients are going to be doing the same thing. When they start a new gluten-free food plan, for example, you're going to coach them through the same questions, the same three questions to create their protocol. This is how you really, really hedge their success, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. What are going to be the unexpected consequences of this gluten-free food plan? You ask them this and you write it out together. What's going to stand in your way of sticking to this decision? You ask them this question, write it out together, and then you ask them, how are you going to solve for that obstacle in advance? And you write out the answer. They are going to feel like you are a genius because you are anticipating that there are going to be obstacles. There are going to be moments when it's hard to stick to the decision, and you're just solving for it in advance, calmly and confidently. Have your clients answer those questions. Here's what's going to happen. They are going to tell you something along the lines of that 5 p.m. on Friday night, they're going to really want to eat pizza with their family or something like that. And you're going to help them figure out a strategy for solving for that obstacle in advance instead of being shocked and surprised on Friday at 5 p.m. when they fall face down into a pizza like they have every Friday for the last 20 years. Like, this isn't even surprising. Our lives and our brains are not usually all that unpredictable. We'd like to think that they are, but really, for the most part, we know what's going to come up. We know what sneaky thoughts our brains are going to try to use to talk us out of having any discomfort in our lives, for the most part. And so do your clients. So help them bulletproof their protocols by solving for these obstacles in advance, just like you do with your business. It seems too simple. It seems too easy. And that's why it works. And that's why they will get such great results. Do you know what happens when your clients get better at sticking with their goals and achieving them because they have a good mental protocol? They change their lives. They transform. They get the results that they wanted. They change their families' lives. They teach other people. They send you all the referrals. They talk about you all the time, and the referrals are just flooding your way. This is how your business grows and scales, and it's the most sustainable and consistently profitable freedom factory, aka your business, that you've ever dreamed of when you are really good at creating a system for not second guessing your decisions and just moving forward. Because then you're meeting your goals and you're teaching your clients how to meet their goals. But to do that, you have to understand our brains a little bit, which is so much fun. Basically, this entire episode was us talking about our human brains, the default negativity settings that are there since birth, and just how to understand that nothing has gone wrong if you're second guessing your decisions or if you are falling off the wagon in your business. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can decide right now, decide not to do it anymore. And you can decide to just move forward and that everything is figure outable and to stick to your decisions. Our brains are so fun. They just want us to stay on the couch with some chips and some cookies, the more gluten, the better, and watch Netflix, don't they? It'd be so much safer, so much less risky. Except we are way smarter than that, and we know that spinning our wheels and failing in advance is actually the most risky and unsafe. So it is also not the profitable business path either. So instead, we are going to get in the habit of watching your brain, your thoughts, with curiosity like they're clouds in the sky and just not believing everything that your brain tells you. That's what you're going to do. That is basically the recap of this entire episode, is get into the habit of watching your brain, doing some thought downloads, seeing what's actually in there and watching it with curiosity instead of believing everything that your brain tells you. Doing these exercises we talked about are going to help with that so much, especially when it comes to following through with your decisions and not second guessing them. So let's recap. Here are the three questions. What are the unintended consequences of this decision? What is going to stand in my way of sticking to this decision? And how am I going to solve for that obstacle in advance? Very simple. Then you're going to reread this list every day or even every hour if you have to when your brain wants to derail you. Deal? Okay, my friend, let's now get to work on putting this decision-making protocol together for you on anything that you're working on in your business right now. Don't think like this is a tomorrow thing to do. Do it today. Get out a fresh piece of paper, start working on it, ask yourself these questions, and I think that you are going to see that the decisions that you are making in your business and sticking to them, taking imperfect action on them, and moving forward is so much simpler than it seems when everything is just a jumble of thoughts just pinging around in your brain. Put it all out on paper. It's not really that scary in there, I promise. And when you are ready to take all of this to the next level, of course, you're going to want to join my program, the Profitable Nutritionist Program, where we take all of these strategies to the next level. We apply them in real time. We do it together. We coach on it live. You get support every single week and have an actual process to follow for figuring out what's going on in that brain of yours and how to rewire it for ultimate success in your business. And we have a lot of fun doing it. Enrollment in the program opens periodically, so to make sure that you are being notified when the doors are open next, you need to be sure that you are on my email list. Remember, I am not on social media. You will not find any reels that alert you to the program being open. It is all going to be dependent on you getting and opening the emails that are sent from Build a Profitable Practice. So if you haven't already, join the free course at www.buildaprofitablepractice.com/free, and you will not only get the free course to start making more money in your practice, but you will also be notified when the doors to the program are open next. All right. I think we've covered all of it for today. I'm feeling much better to be back in the saddle. My voice is getting a little bit crazy here, but otherwise it feels so good to record this episode for you and to set you off on the track of making and sticking to your decisions confidently this week, my friend. That's what I want for you. So have a wonderful week, and I will see you back here next Tuesday. Just a second. Have you taken the Profitable Practice Philosophies free course yet? That's PPP for short, by the way. What are you waiting for? The free course is a 10-part, highly actionable roadmap for making more money in your holistic nutrition practice, even if you're starting from scratch. You'll get one task to do each day delivered straight to your inbox as soon as you sign up at theprofitablenutritionist.com/free. Again, sign up for the Profitable Practice Philosophies free course, the PPP, as the case may be, at theprofitablenutritionist.com/free.